Among the iconic images from this year's election is a pair of vintage Nike basketball sneakers. They belong to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. He wore them regularly on the campaign trail and in television commercials. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports on what those sneakers mean to the senator and his constituents.
We have King Donald, who wants, as a despot, to stop the counting of the...
It's the day after the election. Senator Ed Markey has won re-election against an opponent with the Kennedy name, countenance, and money. Markey's on Boston Common talking about how Trump won't concede, and he's wearing a pair of old red, white, and black Nikes. He says they're a nod to one of the biggest legislative crusades of his political life, the Green New Deal.
They're absolutely the metaphor. They're air revolutions, originals. And that's what young people wanted. They want a Green New Deal, which is going to create a clean air revolution in our country.
But really, he says, he's had them for 31 years, and he's been a fan of sneakers ever since he can remember, way before he donned a suit for his political life, before the crusade against climate change. He grew up four blocks away from the original Converse factory in Malden.
From my earliest memory, basketball sneakers especially were a part of my identity.
And last question, Senator, would you say you're a sneakerhead?
I am a sneaker aficionado.
Are they the most stylish sneaker in the world? Probably not.
Lauren Rothman is a Washington, D.C.-based stylist for politicos and CEOs. She says even though Markey's shoes may not be the hippest kicks around, they're functional for showing up to demonstrations or campaigning during a pandemic. They're authentic to him, both his private and political identity.
I think it's such an avant-garde sneaker that really only the elite of collectors caught it.
It was surprisingly kind of hard to find local sneakerheads who have or like the Nike Air Revolution. And then there's D. Wells.
Those sneakers, you know, speak to my soul. They're part of my sneaker history.
We meet at a store called Laced in the Copley Place Mall on a recent Wednesday. It's part gourmet sneaker emporium and part museum he helped curate with rare and autographed Nike and Michael Jordan memorabilia behind display cases.
You know, you're talking about close to 3,500 square feet of sneakers, art, and culture.
Three things Wells lives and breathes. He has an encyclopedic knowledge of sneakers, a kickstorian, if you will. And Wells says he's the first person on Twitter to point out the shoes Markey was wearing back in April.
I know those sneakers. I mean, they can't miss them. White, red, and black. Yeah, he's wearing the Air Revolution.
And Wells can talk about these shoes for a bit. They were in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. He can tell you who wore them on the court. Usually players just as good but not as well known as Michael Jordan. Political parallels, maybe? And out of all the sneakers he has...
How many sneakers did you say you had again?
Oh, man. Let's just say I could probably go about 3 years without wearing the same pair of sneakers twice. It's a lot.
And out of all the sneakers he has... The Air Revolution has a really, really special place. He has a pair lost somewhere in a storage unit in Worcester.
Seeing, you know, Senator Markey wearing them really took me back in a moment in time. I remember having those. I remember my cousins talking about them, seeing them in Sports Illustrated, you know, putting in our request with our family, probably even mailing a money order so they could buy them and, you know, ship them back to us in the Virgin Islands.
He says growing up on the island of St. John, he had to wear a uniform to school, and on an island where cool sneakers weren't in abundance, the Air Revolution was a way to express himself.
I always said, if you look good, then you play good.
And Senator Ed Markey, an avid basketballer, is a believer in that. He says his mom told him the sneakers wouldn't make him any better at basketball.
Well, it finally paid off when I won the free throw shooting contest wearing my Air Revolutions in the United States Congress. And so to my mother, I just wanted her to know that there was a big payoff ultimately.
The Nike Air Revolution may not be the dopest sneaker, but for those who wear it, it's not just rubber and glue. It's a way to stand apart and also a time machine that takes them to a moment when they really believed their sneakers gave them abilities they thought they didn't have. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.